من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله، وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك، وأرسلناك للناس رسولا، وكفى بالله شهيدا. The same ayat, the subject matter was discussed in yesterday's ayat also, and that is that Allah says, whatever good reaches you, which was in yesterday's ayat, then it is from Allah. And whatever bad comes to you is also from yourself, your own doing. And in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. جو پہنچے تجھ کو کوئی بھلائی سو اللہ کی طرف سے. Whatever good comes to you, it is directly from Allah Ta'ala. That is the same as the previous ayat. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. اور جو کچھ تجھ کو برائی پہنچے تو تیرے نفس کی طرف سے. And whatever bad comes to you, it's because of your own evil doing. It is from yourself. In the previous ayat, Allah said that is also from Allah. In this ayat, Allah says it is from your own doing. So this is just a more detailed explanation of the previous ayat. The meaning is the same and the same subject matter is discussed. The reality of it is that whatever happens to us comes from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. All good is associated, as other is concerned, we say directly it is from Allah Ta'ala. And if any bad comes to us, in this ayat Allah says, it is your own doing. That is as far as asbab is concerned. You did something wrong and therefore these troubles came to you. It is your own doing. But in reality, everything is from Allah Ta'ala. This is very similar to the other ayat of the Quran Sharif where Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I become sick, then Allah gives me shifa. Now, sickness is also from Allah's side. But it is a negative thing, therefore, out of respect and adab, we don't attribute it directly to Allah Ta'ala. And we just say, if I became sick. But it is, in fact, it is from Allah Ta'ala. But out of respect, we don't say that. In the same way that in our imani mufassal, that we there also we say that all good and bad is from Allah Ta'ala. And in the Quran Sharif, Allah only mentioned the good, the bad He did not mention. He wrapped it up in Inna Ma'ala Kulli Shayin Qadir, that Allah has got qudrat over everything. So it is very important that we must have adab in everything. Reality is something like we speak to our parents, our mother, our father, many things are reality, but out of adab we don't say it openly. We have respect. So respect is a very important thing. So here also Allah Ta'ala made it clear. Whereas the munafiqeen, they blamed it on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever wrong happens to us is because of na'udhu billah Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is totally wrong. It isn't from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is from Allah. And it is what we do wrong. That's why wrong, bad reaches us. Our bad habits, our bad action, then we do wrong. A person steals, he murders, he lands himself in jail. It's not it's he himself who did it. That led him there. So this is a very important aspect we should keep in mind of adab and respect. وَرَسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا. اور بھیجے ہم تجھ کو پیغام پہنچانے والا لوگوں کو. We have sent you to take the message to the people. نعوذ باللہ that these people say the bad is from Nabi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't come to bring bad luck to people or to bring wrong things to people. He has been sent for the message of Allah, to say, convey the message of Allah Ta'ala. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. اور اللہ کافی ہے سامنے دیکھنے والا. And Allah Ta'ala is sufficient as a witness, that Allah is witnessing everything. And what these people are saying, the munafiqeen, the non-believers, Allah knows it all well. And accordingly, a person will be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah. So we should try, if we memorize this ayat, it's also very good. And when any good happens to us, our Shaykh Abu Fu'anana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Al-Qassab Rahimullah should repeat this ayah very often and should remind us that whatever any good comes to us, then say it is from Allah. Don't you try and boast about it and say, I did this, I did that. Say it is Allah's fadl. Somebody tells you also, you are very regular with namaz, say it's Allah's fadl. It's not my doing. And if anything wrong happens, then say it's my doing because of my evil. So that's why this has happened. So in that way, a person's equilibrium, his balance will remain always. He won't become proud of anything. And humbleness will come in him, that whatever wrong happens, any negative thing, that is because of me. I'm the cause of it. And even in fact, like many people, anything in the world goes wrong, they say it's because of me. They're my guna, my nahusa. That's why these evil things are happening in the world. And in, like in every, any family, in any organization, whenever good happens, then if the person says, it's you people, your people's good. And anything wrong, he says, it's me, because of my evil. So in that way, a person remains very humble. And pride will not come in that person. But when a person wants to take credit for all the good, that is unfortunately the nature of many of us. And anything wrong, we have to blame other people. And anything good, it's me, I did it. That's why this good has happened. It should be the opposite. Anything good happens, then say it's because of the good of other people. And anything bad that happens, it's because of me. In that way, humility will remain in a person. May Allah give us tawfiq to make our Islam and to understand where we stand in life and how we should relate to situations, to people, etc. All this the Quran Sharif has taught us. It's a matter of us to bring it in our lives, in our day-to-day practical lives. May Allah give us tawfiq.